Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
100,000 comedians out of work, and we got My Brain Trust. Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Andrew Shermer's our guest, our good friend. Andrew, on your website, please.
Cyfarth.com, Cyfarth.com. And actually, the website's getting redone, and I think the new one will launch soon, but the old one's still working.
And that's the law firm that Andrew's a partner in. His books are all over Amazon. Just go type in Andrew Sherman. You'll get a treat. Whatever's on your mind, he's got a book there for it, and he's been very prolific over the last 30 years. Andrew, we're going to talk about the economy going forward today and in this segment. And I was in a gathering the other day with a local state member of the state legislature, and he was giving a presentation, and he used the term upcoming recession or something like that. It made it sound like, you know, that it was around the corner. And I didn't say anything to him during his talk, but I went up to him afterwards and I said, stop saying that. He said, what? I said, there is no upcoming recession. There is no inevitable recession. Okay, yes, things go up, things go down. I understand that. But when you talk about things like that, when you make it a fait accompli, a foregone conclusion, when people hear that enough from you, a leader, they think they go home, and it's the old availability cascade, Andrew. People hear things enough, they start making plans and doing things based on what they hear, even though it may not be true. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think, look, we don't need politicians and pundits and news people talking us into a recession. The way I look at it right now is you and I are on a business trip together, and we're at the airport, and the fog is rolled in, and the fog is pretty thick. And you know what happens at airports when the fog is thick. Everything shuts down, and things go to standstill, and we all either got to go to the bar and get a beer, depending on what time of the morning it is, or go get another cup of coffee. And that's how I feel right now. We've got a thick fog. There's a lot going on geopolitically and domestically. That fog could pass in an hour or two, or it could stay and hang over for a day and start canceling flights. And we don't know right now.
It's the uncertainty. That's what's hurting people, is the uncertainty.
Exactly. We don't know how long this fog is over us. It could pass in an hour. It could pass in a day. It could pass in a week. I don't think it's permanent. I am too patriotic and too positive about this country to think that the fog is permanent. But, you know, when you talk about recessions, you talk about distinction between a U-shape and a V-shape. The V-shape mm-hmm. bounces down on the bottom for about 5 hot seconds and then starts bouncing up. U-shape is more Japan style, where it lasts
right.
20 years. And, you know, you got to distinguish between the two. I mean, we could be in a technical recession for a week and come out of it. So I don't like the R word right now. I think we do have a fog. It's pretty darn thick. It may shut down the airport for a little while, but then again, flights could start up in an hour.
But Andrew, I think we need to look to past recessions to imagine our future ones. I think the future ones are going to be more like what you said. They're going to be the V. If we actually do have a slowdown where there's a technical 2 quarters of negative, I'm going to tell you, I don't even see how that would have to happen for a few years. We could go years without that if Washington and Wall Street don't screw it up. But here's why I say that, Andrew. And if we do have one, it's not going to be that bad. And here's why. Andrew, there's never been a time when small business balance sheets have been stronger and cash flow has been stronger and retained earnings have been stronger than they are right now in the small business sector. And I believe that's the strength of recovery when we do have a correction. What do you think?
I think the message to your listeners and to Small Business America is you cannot emphasize the word not 50 times, be complacent in this environment. Do not sit back. Do not just go, oh, the fog is here. You've got to be active. You've got to make some decisions. Don't be the deer in the headlights, and let's all remain positive. I think we will come out of this just fine, but I do not want to see, you know, the backbone of our U.S. economy sitting scared, tentative, you know, not making business decisions and budget and allocation decisions. So,
and that's the reason I don't think they should listen. I don't think they should listen.
And he'll stay on top of these issues with his great guest.
I don't think they should even listen to the politicians for another year. Hey, Andrew, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody.
Don't forget, Amazon.com. Look for Andrew Sherman. You'll find his books there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.